Hi there, this is Pastor Christeline here from Calvary City Church, and welcome to our sermon podcast. We pray as you listen to the word today, it encourages you, inspires you, and launches you into the destiny that God has for you. May you always be found in good health, and may everything that your hand touches prosper. Enjoy the sermon.
Good evening, Calvary City Church. Good to see you on a Saturday evening. I trust God that you're keeping well. We're praying for you every day at 7 o'clock in the evening. And I pray that you will join us in this prayer watch. Today is our missions weekend, Saturday. We did not announce it earlier because we're not taking a pledge. For the last two seasons, 6 months, 6 months, we only took a purposeful pledging of your heart. So we didn't announce, but this week, today and tomorrow, will be missions weekend. So therefore, God definitely has got a word for you. In the last 6 months, from January right up to June, we have collected almost 200,000 without a pledge, but purposeful giving, okay? And this is about more than 62% of the pledge that we expected to come in. And nevertheless, it is a huge success. God is good. Later, we will see a video, and Sister Ding will come and give us the brief expenditure, the money that has been spent, and what we are expecting for the next 6 months. Father, we commit this service into your hands. We pray that your hand be upon us as your word is preached. Confirm it with signs and wonders. It is not just about giving, it's about you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for all those who have logged on their Facebook and YouTube. Bless them. We thank you and those who are going to watch it later. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Could you please turn with me to your Bibles? To 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 through 11. That's my text. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart. That's what we did for the last two seasons of our faith missions giving, not grudgingly or out of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. This is one way of inheriting God's love. And God is able, look at the next scripture. For a cheerful giver, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. In other words, you will have not complained for the rest of your life that you got a need. Okay? And it goes on to say, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now, look at the next verse. That's going to be my anchor verse. Look at the next verse. Now may he who supplies seed, this is in relationships to giving, not farming, okay? Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread to the food, supply one thing and multiply is another thing. In blessings, you'll be blessed. And in multiplication, you will be multiplied. The seed that you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Look at that. The seed that you have sown results in God supplying and multiplying it and also increase the fruit of your righteousness. Wow, we cannot live an effective Christian life without the increase in the fruit of righteousness. I entitle this short message, Seed and Harvest Time. Seed and Harvest Time. You know, friends, I like to highlight once again verse 10, okay, in terms of this giving. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food supply and multiply the seed. Multiply the seed. It's like Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11 says, may the Lord multiply you a thousandfold, and may the Lord God Father make a thousand times more numerous than you are, and bless as you are, as he has promised. Isn't that wonderful? And it goes on to say, multiply the seed you have sown, and then supply, multiply the seed you have sown, and then increase the fruit of righteousness. Praise God. Increase the fruit of righteousness. What is the purpose of this message? God will supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of righteousness. Praise God. As a way of introduction to this message of seed and harvest time, I'd like you to turn your attention to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 10 to 13. In reading the scripture in a short while, I like to highlight 2 dynamic aspects of your giving. Number 1, supply and multiply your seed, which you have sown, and increase the fruit of righteousness. Look at this, please. Your giving is, after all, not so natural. It appears to be natural, right? But it is not so natural. When it comes to the giving of God, now God multiplies the seed. He does not only supply constant provision, he multiplies the seed that you have sown. That's number 1. Number 2, he will increase the fruit of righteousness in your life. Wow! Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, what is this fruit of righteousness? Later we will see in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 30, the fruit of righteousness is the tree of life. I think it is, tree of life. The fruit of righteousness is the tree of life, referring to us. I'll explain that a little bit later. Number 1, the first section of 1 Kings 17, verse 10 to 13, will deal with supply and multiply your seed. Let's read, okay? 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verse 10 through 13. So Elijah arose, went to Zarephath, and God commanded Elijah to go to Zarephath because he has instructed a widow, 3 years, no rain, 3 years, 6 months, no rain and no provision, to give him some food. And when he had come to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. He's testing the water right now. And then as she was going to get it, Elijah calls her back and tells her this, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread. I'm living day to day. Okay? Kais pagi, makan pagi, kais petang, makan petang, dan tidur malam. Okay? And please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in the jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son that we may eat and die. She is in a suicide mission. And Elijah said to her, Jangan kamu takut, puyau pa, bai padade, do not be fearful, go and do as I said. Elijah represents God the Almighty. And he said, make me a small cake and from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. Without sowing, there cannot be supply and multiplication. Without sowing, there cannot be effective supply and multiplication. That's why Elijah told her, first, you make the cake for me. It sounds selfish, but that's the principle of God. You know, friends, likewise, today, as we come to the missions giving, friends, you know what happened to Elijah? You know, after that, until, what happened to the widow? You go back and read, until the day the famine was over, the oil and the flour did not run dry. He supplied and God multiplied, supplied and multiplied the seed that the widow sowed. She sowed and she sowed that seed in Elijah, and there was a consistent supply. Likewise, today, as we come to this missions giving, the Lord will multiply the seed that you will give to missions, and not only multiply, but continue to supply your sowing. You know, this lady, look at her. She gave out of a need. She said, I have nothing except one handful of flour and little oil, you know, and she gave out of a need, not knowing whether the oil will continue to flow, the flour will continue to sustain, but the word of God will never fall to the ground. We read in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38, give and it will be given to you. Give and it will be given to you. You know, overflowing into your bosom, it will be given to you. To the measure that you measure, to that measure, it will return back to you. Hallelujah. Seed and harvest time. Unless you sow the seed, that's not going to be an effective supply and multiplication. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. I know this is not the best time to appeal to people to give, because we are facing the famine of finance in this pandemic. We're facing a lack of opportunities, lack of job, you know. But friends, how do we come out of this famine of finance unless we give what we have? One of the ways that we can come out of this poverty is to sow. You know, someone called me yesterday. I've been preaching for them online, you know, online. And I refuse to take offering from them. I've been preaching a couple of times online. And he called me yesterday and said, Pastor, this time you cannot say no. You know why? I'm in financial need. I just finished preparing this message. The church needs finances. And when I prayed for a financial breakthrough, the Lord told me to sow. The Lord told me to sow the seed, and I'm sowing the seed, you know, into your garden. I'm sowing the seed, and I'm going to trust God that He will supply and multiply my seed. I've already prepared this message. And I said, if this is what God told you to do, I will gladly. And then He sent me a generous offering. And I prayed, oh God, multiply every single ringgit of this money that has come into me a thousandfold. And I'm so confident that this will happen. God will not only supply, He will multiply the seed that He has sown and increase the fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? My friends, I'd like to say this to you. Even though we're living in a difficult time, the only way your financial situations can be healed is by giving. That's God's principle. Okay? Let's look at Psalms 37, verse 18 through 19. The Lord knows the days of the upright. This is for us who are sitting there and worried about our supply. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil time. Look at that. Okay? And in the days of famine, they will be satisfied. Whether you like it or not, the source of all our riches and all our blessings and all our favor is God Himself. That's why the scripture tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, my God will, not anybody else, my God will supply all your needs right now according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. How many of you dare to believe this promise? Dare to believe that you, when you sow your seed, God's going to supply, number one. Number two, He's going to multiply, and after which your giving is going to result in a spiritual reaction that is to increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now, the second part I'd like to share with you is an increase the fruit of your righteousness. What is this fruit of righteousness? We just saw in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. It's a tree of life. Not just a tree of life. The fruit of wisdom, the fruit of counsel, the fruit of understanding, the fruit of mind, the fruit of knowledge, the fruit of mind, the fruit of the fear of God, the fruit of riches, the fruit of honor, the fruit of long life, the fruit of peace, and the fruit of pleasantness. That's the tree of life. Examine the book of Proverbs, and the tree of life is possible today with Jesus. Glory to God. Are you here with me? That's why Jesus said in John the 14th chapter verse 6, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and nobody comes to God the Father, who is all our source, except through Him. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The tree of life. Now, if I want to picture this, it's like Psalms 1. Psalms 1 verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who does not sit at the seat of a scoffer. Blessed is the man stand in the path of blessed is the man who does not stand in the path of a sinner, but his delight is to meditate on God's word day and night. It's like this, and his roots will find a place in the water. His leaves will not wither. He'll bring forth fruit in season, and whatever he does will prosper. That's the tree of life. That's the tree of life. And Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 7. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 7 and 8. Look at the tree of life. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. And he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, who spreads out his root by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, the heat of famine, the heat of pestilence. It comes, but his leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will he cease to yield fruit. That's the tree of life. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Ever flourishing, ever blessed, ever favored, glory to God. So therefore, your giving will trigger the increase in the fruit of righteousness. Where do you need an increase in the good things of God in your life? Let's see the same text. Huh? She gave out of her need. She sowed into Elijah before she ate, gave him a small cake. Now, let's look in relationship to the increase of the fruit of righteousness. After many days later, her life was disturbed. It's no longer a famine of finance. It's no longer a famine of food. It was a famine of favor, famine of life. And we read in 1 Kings, 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verse 21 and 20, 21 to 23. And he stretched. The son died, my friends. And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, oh Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him. And he revived, and Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room and into the house and gave him to the mother. And Elijah said, see, your son lives. That's what happens. The fruit of righteousness deals with every dead things in our life and brings them back to life. From poverty to riches, from curses to blessing, from sickness to healing, from rejection to acceptance, from sinfulness to forgiveness, from sorrow to joy, from confusion to peace, from death to life. Hallelujah. That's the tree of righteousness. Increase increase. You know, friends, as I conclude this message, I like to say this. Your giving will not only supply and multiply what you have given, but also increase the fruit of your righteousness. That's why Jesus said, look at me, this is a wonderful, wise saving for everyone who's struggling to give, not only money and any other things. You know, in Acts 20 verse 35, I've shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed than to give. What happens when you give? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Once you give the seed, that seed is more supplied even more and multiplied and increases the fruit of righteousness. This is my practice. Every time when I've got a need in some area of my life, what I do, I take all that I have in that particular area of my life and give it out. Because I'm in the spiritual triggering a dynamics of receiving. Okay? Isn't that wonderful? Give, and it'll be given to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit each one who's watching this into your hands. Bless them, Lord. I pray this message will go deep into their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to today's sermon. We trust that you have been blessed. For more sermons like these, do log on to our church website at www.calvary.com.my. Have an amazing week ahead, and may the abundance of the Lord fill you this week.